This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a three-day visit to Russia and Austria this morning. Before implaining, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the visits will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with Russia and Austria, with whom India has time-tested friendship. Mr. Modi also said he is looking forward to interacting with the Indian community living in the two countries. Prime Minister Modi will attend the 22nd India-Russia annual summit, while this will be his first ever visit to Austria. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to reviewing all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend President Vladimir Putin and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. On his Austria visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner and both the countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism. The Supreme Court today said the fact that sanctity of the NEET-UD exam is compromised is beyond question. The top court said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The Apex Court was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET-UD exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.A.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra stated that cancellation of exam should be the extreme last resort. The Hemant Soren government today won the vote of confidence in the Jharkhand Assembly. 45 Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led alliance legislators voted in favour of the confidence motion. Earlier, Chief Minister Hemant Soren moved a confidence motion in the State Assembly, on which a debate was held. During the division of votes, the opposition created a ruckus and shouted slogans against the Soren government. The House adjourned sine die after the trust vote. In Madhya Pradesh, in the brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangubhai Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as a cabinet minister. Now, the State Council of Ministers has a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on the occasion. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi interacted with violence-affected families in Jiribam district of Manipur today. Mr. Gandhi is on a day-long visit to the state. The leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha will meet Governor Anusuya Uike this evening. Earlier in the day, he met flood-affected families at Kasar in Assam. Today is the first day of Muharram. It is the first month of the new Hijri year and the incident of Karbala took place in this holy month. In this month, the grandson of Prophet Hazrat Imam Hussein and his companions fought against falsehood and sacrificed their lives for the exaltation of Islam. Sri Lanka's Foreign Affairs Minister M.O.M. Ali Sabri refuted reports claiming the country has decided to end its moratorium on foreign scientific research vessels operating in Sri Lankan waters and its exclusive economic zone. The reports had emerged following Sabri's official visit to Japan last week. In a response to a local newspaper report, Minister Sabri clarified that his statements had been misrepresented. Heavy rains in Mumbai and its suburbs have thrown life out of gear as many low-lying areas have been waterlogged. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has urged citizens to avoid unnecessary movement amid ongoing rainfall. Speaking to reporters after chairing a high-level meeting to review the situation in the city, Mr. Shinde said all emergency agencies are on alert. He said traffic has resumed on all routes and the train services are also getting back on track. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Mumbai for tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely high rainfall in the northeastern part of the country, including Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior scientist in IMD Shoma Sen Roy said most parts of central India are also going to witness heavy rainfall today. In Wimbledon, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and top seed Jannik Sinner have entered the men's singles quarterfinals. In women's singles, 19 seed American Emma Navarro toppled second seed and compatriot Coco Gauff to reach the first Grand Slam quarterfinal of her career. This evening, former champion Elena Rybakina will take on 17 seed Anna Kalinskaya. And with that, we end this news bulletin.